obnoxious points of view, the one fellow's fetch being the other fellow's person, that is to see flying cushats out of his overalls and making fesses amongst his forces on the field. Oh, yea, oh, yea. When the prisoner, soaked in methylated, appeared in dry dock, a patently ambrosiorealized, like Curse's corduroy caricature, wearing, besides stains, rents, and patches, his fight shirt, straw braces, sou'wester, and a policeman's corkscrew trousers, all out of the true, as he had purposely torn up all his Kimtry Manx bespokes in the Mamer time, deposing for his exertion with all the flours of sparse and the Royal Irish vocabulary, or the whole Patterjack Martin, tripaesite suet, and all the sulphite of copperas, had fallen off him quats unaccountably, like the crystallizations of alamon even, while he was trying for to stick fire to himself. In fact, he was dripping as he found upon stripping for a pipkin of malt as he feared the cold rain. It was attempted by the Crown, P.C. Robert, to show that King Elois Crowbar, once known as Melike, impersonating a climbing boy, rubbed some pixes of antiluvial peatsmore o'er his face, plucks and pusses, with a clay and turf as the best means of disguising himself, and was to the Middle White Fair in Mudford of a tour's day, fishts of peeler and pole, under the ill-assumed names of Tykingfest and Rabwork, picked by him and Antony out of a telephone book, allegedly with a pedigree pig, unlicensed, and a hyacinth. They were on that sea by the plain of Ire 999 years, and they never cried crack or ceased from regular paddle-wicking till that they landed their two and a trifling selves, amadst camel and ass, greybeard and suckling, priest and pauper, matter-matron and merry-meg, into the middle of the mudstorm. The gathering, convened by the Irish agricultural and prepostural organizations to help the Irish muck to look his brother Dane in the face, and attended, thanks to Larry, by large numbers of Christies and Jews' totems, to spite of the deluge, was distinctly of a scattery kind, when the Ballybricken he could get no good of, after cock of the walking through a few fancy-fought mains, ate some of the Dorig. The Pikey, later selling the gentleman ratepayer because she, Francie's sister, that is to say, ate a whole side of his, the animal's, sty on a struggle street, qui sta Troia, in order to pay off, hiss or lick, 6 doubloons 15, arrears of his, the villain's, not the rumbler's, rent. Remarkable evidence was given anon by an eye, ear, nose, and throat witness, whom Wesleyan chapel-goer suspected of being a plain-clothes priest, W.P., situate at Null Null Medical Square, who, upon letting down his rice and pea screen cover disc, and having been sullenly cautioned against yawning while being grilled, smiled, he had had a one-bumper at parting from Mrs. Mulroe in the morning, and stated to his elicitor under his Morse must-accents, God bless, that he slept with a bona fides, and that he would be there to remember the 5th of November, hat-in-a-ring rowdio, which, with the jubilees of Juno and the dates of Auld Lang Syne, was going, please the rainmaker, to descend within the ephemerides of profane history, all one with tournay yet to slay and tomorrow, and one thing which would particularly strike a person of such sorely tried observational powers as Sam, him, and Moffat, though there's not to reason why. The striking thing about it was that he was petrified to see, hear, taste, and smell, as his time of night, how Hyacinth O'Donnell, B.A., described in the calendar as a mixer and word painter, with part of a Sivis Pachem, gael-tacht for dung fork, on the fair green at the hour of 24 o'clock, sought the bully Cassidy of the fried hoffer to sack, sock, stab and slaughter single-handed another two of the old kings, Gush McGale and Roaring O'Cryan Jr., both changelings, unlocalized, of no address and in non-communicables, between him and whom, ever since Wallops, before the mise of Lewis, bad blood existed on the ground of the boer's trespass on the bull, or because he first parted his polar beaver hair in two ways, or because they were creep-foxed and grouse-hoppers over a nippy and a novelette, or because they could not say meese, mute and daft, meath. The litigants, he said, local Kongsmen and Donalds, kings of the Arons and the Dalkies, kings of Mud and Tory, even the goat king of Kilorglin, were egged on by their supporters in the shape of better women with bow-strung hair of Carthaginian ruddiness, waving crimson petties and screaming from Izzard's tower top. There were cries from the thicksets in court and from the McDublins on the Bohorna Breen of "Mind the bank from Banagher Mixer! Produce O'Donner! Aye, exhibit his relics! Boo! Use the tongue more! Give lip less!" But it oozed out in Dead Man's Dark Scenery Court through cross-examination of the case-hardened testis that when and where that knife of knives, the three-parted ambush, was laid, roughly spouting around half-hours twixt dusk and dawn, by water hoses middle European time, near Stop and Think, High Chief Evervirens and only Abfaltree in all the land, there was not as much light from the widowed moon as would dim a child's altar. The mixer, accordingly, was bluntly broached and in the best Basil to boot as to whether he was one of those lucky cocks for whom the audible, visible, noseable, edible world existed. That he was only too cognitively, connotively, cogit abundantly sure of it because living, loving, breathing, and sleeping morpho melosopho pancreates, as he most significantly did, whenever he thought, he heard, he saw, he felt, he made a bell clipper, 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 clipper. Whether he was practically sure, too, of his lugs and truis names in this king and blouse man business, that he was, ridiculously so. Certified, as cad could be lying, be the loney, I will. It was Morbus or somebody, a quite. Saturday's son, a satyr in weddings. And how did the green-eyed mister arrive at the B.A.? That it was like his Paul, a cross-grained trapper with murty odd oogs, afflorated airs, inquiline nays, and a twitcherous mouth? He would be. Who could bit you at to a tenyard full when asked all? Batter or jobber. Some major boar, too. Eagerness. And with tumblerous legs, redip nominated, helming American wine, Rotter Egbert, Cromwell Odin, Maximus Esme Saxon, Asa Vercingetorix, Ethelwulf Ruprechted, Walla Bentley, Osmond Dysart, Yggdrasilman. Holy St. Ethel, the very phoenix. It was Chudley Magnall once more between the defodates and the dumb scene. The two child spies were pressing him arse de forlog, but the renting of his rock was from the three wicked Vancouver's forests, bent down a whits, art thou sure? You bet he Cumberland comes. One of the oxmen's thingabosses, what? And had he been refreshed by the founts of bounty, playing "There is a pain, a land" in Long's gurgling barrel? A loss of Lord Edward and a lack of Sir Philip, a surgeon at Showerdown, could suck more gargling bubbles out of the five lamps in Potteran's praise. Wirgling and Marys? As whose wouldn't, laving his leaf time in Blackpool? But, of course, he could call himself Tem, too, if he had time to. You bet he could any, Tom. When he pleased, win and place. A stoker, temptated by eavesdripping, against the driver, who was a witness as well. Sacred avatar, how the devil did they get it? Two dreamiums in one dromium, yes, and no error, and both as like as a duel of lentils, precisely. So, he was pelted out of the coram populo, was he? Be the powers that be, he was. The prince, in principle, should not expose his person. Macavoli. Ruske man, camarade? Sooner Galwegian, he would say. Not unintoxicated, fair witness. Drunk as a fisher. Asked to whether she minded whether he smoked. Not if he barked into phlegms. Anent his ejaculations to his cross-can lorn cosser. It was corso in cursu on corser again. The gracious miss, was we not doubt sensible how yellowati on the forks was altered? That she easily was, who doubt me not. As to his religion, if any, it was the see you Sunday, so. Exactly what he meant by a pederast prig? Be Jacobs, just a gent who prayed his Lent. And if middle-classed Portavarus was a usual beast, by night as useful as a vomit to a shorn man, if he had Ragnarized their court's marshals, that day and days he had. Lindendelly, Coke or Skillies, spell me Gart without a gate. Hardly a drop. The grazing rights, Mrs. Magistra Martinetta expired with the expiry of the goat's sire, if they were not mistaken. That he exactly could not tell the worshipfuls, but his mother and wearers had the recipes for the price of the coffin, and that he was there to tell them that herself was the velocipede that could tell them Kit-Kat. A maundering tongue in a poundering jowl. Father order about the matters of prenunciation. Distributory endings? And we recommends quare hircum? No answer. Unde gentium cae? Noa. Are you not dancing on the edge of a volcano? Sire, I am deed. And how old of him? He was intendant to study polo, which was meant in a shirt of two shifts Macomb made, or up fin three-hatted ladder, that a head in thighs under a bush at the sun face would bait a serpent to a mill race through the heather. Arm bird color deftum ethnic fort, perhaps? Sure, and Glomsk candy Jot Alfason as well. Hokey Jason's then, in a Pidgeysis. On a pontiff's order, as sure as there's an Italian attack. As a galoli bit to Joss, Lealy and Tululi. But why this hankow chaff, and whence this second tone, son yet son? He had the cowtaw in his boxer's play of face. So this, that sola sistra setting odds evens at defiance, took the lord from labor writer? What displaced Tob, Dilk, and Halley not been greatly in love with the game? And, changing the vendors from the king's head to the republican's arms, as to the pugnaxities evinced from flagfall to antipost, during the affrays round Father Time's Beckside, and the regents in the plant zone reigning, with the skiddy stars and the morcan wind up, how they appealed to him then? That it was wildfire's night on all the Betty Gallaghers. McMichael's swords shrieking shreks through the Wilkinses, and Neck and Nicholas toasting forks pricking prongs up the tunny bladders. Let there be fight, and there was, fought. On the sight of the angels, you said. Guineas gap, he said, between what they said and the pussy kitties. In the middle of the garth, then, that they mustn't touched it. The devoted couple was or were only two disappointed solicitresses on the job of the unfortunate class on Saturn's mountain fort. That was about it, yeah. And Camillus then said to Gemellus, I should know you perfectly. And Gemellus then said to Camillus, yes, your brother, absolutely. And if it was all about that, egregious sir, about that and the other, if he was not alluding to the hole in the wall, that he was, when he was not eluding from the hole of the woman. Briefly, how such begin all finally struck him now? Like the crack that broke the bank in Multifarnham. Whether he fell in with what they meant. Cursed that he suppoxed he did. Thos Thoris Thomers Thom, the rudesis rotter in Roebuckdom. Sir topical and subhuman. If it was, in Yapanoi's language, ach, bad clap. Ooh, ah. Ogs and oars with Ryan O'Kelly, to put it tertianly we wrong. Shocking. Such as Turley pierced our reelies that he might never that night. Freely and rurally. Bloody awful Mecklenburg, hoora hoora score to strump a porn on any cocksappas, tippa tappa top a strip of potanak, eh? You have it all right. Mare drach an onkush. But a new complexion was put upon the matter when to the perplexedly uncondemnatory bench, whereon Punic judgeship strove with penal law, the senior judge of all, Pegafesti, as soon as the outer layer of stucco muck had been removed at the request of a few live jurors, declared in a loud burst of poesy through his Brythonic interpreter on his oath, with best wishes for a very merry Christmas, whereas take notice be the relics of the bones of the storybookle that was ate by Cleopatrick, the sow, princess of parked porkers, afore God and all their honours and king's commons, that what he would swear to the tyranny of Dundalgan, or any other tyranny, if live Thurkels followed him about, sure that was no steal, and that, nevertheless, what was deposited from that eyeball, ear-big, nose-naving gut-throat, he did not fire a stone, either before or after he was born, down and up to that time. And,
incidentalizing, that they might talk about Marcassi, or they might walk to Ballastarte, or they might join the neighbor party and come on to Portifeud. This the Sockdologer had the neck to endorse, with the head bowed on him over his outturned nor'easter, by protesting to his lip-readers, with a just-been-cleaned bare-facedness, a beam of moonlight's hope, in the same Trelawney what he would impart, please bench, to the Hugh Joses, and the gentlemen and juries, and the four of masters, who had been all those yarns yearning for that good one about why he left Dublin, that Amrita Beak of Codling Doom, as an Innish man, was as good as any canton natal. If he was to perish by the market stake before the dawning of the morn, he should never ask to see sight or light of this world, or the other world, or any either world of Tiernanogue, as true as he was there in that jack-a-box that minute, or wheeled or wind, no thanks to yous, the inexhaustible Wasselhorn taught of Iskibosh, the health up the wealth of the unknown Abgod of the fire of the moving way of the hawks with his heroes in war horror, if ever in all his exchequered career he up or lave a chancery hand to take or throw the sign of a mortal stick or stone at man, yo lamb or salvation army, either before or after being poptized, down to that most holy and every blessed hour. Here upon the half-kneed castle knockers attempting kitoguishly to lilt his holiness the pause and make the sign of the Roman Catholic faith, Charosh is dressed in his excitement. The laddo had broken extra-Castilian, into which the whole audience persevered and pursued him. Oya Podrida outbroke much yelachtas from owners in the hall, ha, in which, under the mollification of Metheglin, the testifier reluctantly, but with ever so ladylike indecorum, joined. Ha, ha! The hilario hoot of Pegger's wind-up come jostled as neatly with the tristy tone of the wet pinters, as were they isce et ille equals of opposites, evolved by a one same power of nature or of spirit, iste, as the sole condition and means of its him and her manifestation, and polarized for reunion by the synthesis of their antipathies. Distinctly different were their duo's destinies. Whereas the maidies of the bar, a perilous trentine, a lunarized score, when the Eranthus murmured, shone the posed, fluttered and flattered around the willingly pressed, nominating him for the swiney prize, complimenting him, the captivating youth on his having all his senses about him, stinking hyacinths through his curls, oh fiend, oh dur, and bringing buses to his cheeks, their masculine Irish arose, his niece there, and legando round his nice new neck for him, and pizzicagnoling his woolly wags, with their dindy-dandy sugar-to-candy, McCream, apostine, flawns, courier, to believe them of all his untiring young dames, and send treats in their time. Why, men? But it was not unobserved of those present, their worships, how, of one among all, her deputized to defame him by the Lunar Sisters Celibacy Club, a love-looking leap girl, all alonely, Gentia Gemma of the make giddy culling reeks, he, wan and pale in his unmixed admiration, seemed blindly, mutely, tastelessly, tactlessly, enamorate with her upon him in shining a minglement, the shame of his hisu shifting into the shimmering of her hers, youthsy, beautsy, he's her chap, and shailed her mammas when she gaze whom, till the wild wish-wish of her she-she melted most musically mid the dark deep-deep of his she-shawn. And whereas distracted, for was not just this in effect which had just caused that, the effect of that which it had caused to occur, the four justices laid their wigs together, unctuous, munctuous, punctuous, and pilax, but could do no worse than promulgate their standing verdict of Nolan's Brumans, whereon after King, having murdered all the English he knew, picked out his pockets and left the tribunal scot-free, trailing his Tommy Lummy's tunic in his hurry, therein under proudly showing off the blink pitch to his breeches, to prove himself and Plesius a rail genteel. To the Swiss bobby guards, curial but courtlike, Commodore Vale or Harry Arthur Generosi, the firewater lover returted with such a vine-smelling, fortitude or ages raw downham's tanuhide, as would turn the Latin stomach even of a Thomas Aquinas. We were prepared for the chap's clap cap, the accent but took us as by surprise, and now we're getting it like gush-gash from a burner. so that all the 20 advocatesses within echo, pulling up their briefs at the Krieg cry, "Shun the pun man," safely and soundly sockered that phenomenon parish poser. How dare he, impromptu right away, Hames, much to his thanks, gracias agam, to all the wrong donatrices, bis, drink battles, dingy dwellings, where, for like your true venison Esau, he was dove timid as the deer's at bottom. He shat in, zoo, like the muddy goldbind who he was, done, the chastity's bells conclaiming, "You and your gift of your gaft of your garbage abat our favor, and gain gridando, on verge now putor, scam, shams, shames." And so it all ended. Atha kama dharma moksa. Ask kavya for the king. And so everybody heard their plaint, and all listened to their applause. The letter the litter, and the sutra the bitter, of eyebrow pencil, by lip-stipple pen, borrowing a word and begging the question, and stealing tinder and slipping like soap. From dark Rosa Lane, a sigh and a weep. From Lesbia Louche, the beam in her eye. From Lone Coogan Barry, his arrow of song. From Sean Kelly's anagram, a blush at the name. From I Am the Sullivan, that trumpeting tramp. From Suffering Dufferin, the sit of her style. From Kathleen May Vernon, her maybe fair efforts. From Filth the Pot Curran, his Scotch love Macreather. From him, Opus 2, Philadelphus, the weary or the leerio. From Samuel Lever or Damuel Lover, that jolly old molly bit or that bored saunter by. From Tim Finnegan's weak tribes, loss of strength to his sawheel. From the wedding on the green a girl is, the gretnas of joy boys. From Pat Mullen, Tom Mallon, Dan Meldon, Don Malden, a slick stick picnic made in moat by Muldoon. A solid man saved by his sillied woman. Cracker joking away like a hearse on fire. The elm that whimpers at the top told the stone that moans when stricken. Wind broke it, wave bore it, reed wrote of it, syce ran with it. Hand tore it, and wild went war. Hen treved it, and plight pledged peace. It was folded with cunning, sealed with crime, uptied by a harlot, undone by a child. It was life, but was it fair? It was free, but was it art? The old hunks on the hill read it to perlection. It made Ma make merry and Sissy so shy, and rub some shine off Shem and put some shame into Sean. Yet Una and Eta spill famine with drought, and Agrippa the propastard spells tripulations in his threen. Ah, furchte, fruchte, timid Danaides. Ina Milo Melamon, Frey is frau and swee is two when swoo is free, Anna Mala woe is we. A pair of sycophantes with amygdalane eyes, one old obster lumpkey pumpkin, and three meddlers on their slies. And that was how Fram Sin from Sun a city arose, Fin Fin Fun Fun, a sitting arose. Now tell me, tell me, tell me then. What was it? A. O. Narrator's note. These three lines are written in a special way, all towards the centre of the page. Line 1 reads, "What was it?" question mark. Line 2, capital A, 10 dots, exclamation mark. Line 3, question mark, 9 dots, capital O, exclamation mark. End of narrator's note. So there you are now. There they were, when all was over again, the four with them, setting around up in their judges' chambers in the muniment room of their marshalsea, under the suspices of Lally, around their old traditional tables of the law, like so many Solons, to talk it over all the same again. Well and ruly dry, suffering law the dring, according to King's Evelyn's. So help her goat and kiss the book. Festives and hijinks, and Jinty on and her beaty rossy Betty Doty, and not to forget now Aduna O'Donnell. The four of them, and thank court now there were no more of them. So pass the push for port's sake, be it soon. Aho! And do you remember Singabob, the bad father, the same, the great, how'd you call him, and his old nickname, Dirty Daddy Pantaloons, in his monopoliums, behind the War of the Two Roses, with Michael Victory, the Sheeman's priester, before he caught his paper dispensation from the Pope, old Minnis and Minster York? Do I mind? I mind the gush up the man like Ballybock manure works on a trade Wednesday, and the O'Moyley Graces and the O'Briney Rosses chaffing him bluish face and playing him pranks. How do you do to do, North Mister? Get into my way. Ah, dear o' me for sail o' she, gone over the bays. When gin a body meet a body? Yerra, why would he heed that old gasometer with his hoopin' coppin' and his dying boozy cough, and all the birds of the south side after her, Minxie Cunningham, their dear divorcee darling, Jimmy's and Johnny's to be her Joe? Hold heart. There's three other corners to our isle's Cork float. Sure, 'tis well I can tell a smell him H2CE3 that would take a township's breath away. Gob, and I knows him too well as I do myself, heaving up the Kay wall by the 32-11 with his lime-looking horse bags full of sesame seed, the white side kaffir, and his same ends of fluvium, and his scent-painted voice puffing out his thundering big brown cabbage. Pah! Thought I'm glad a girl for his pa's deanfin. Go borrow, says he, lanky-shied. Go buggy ye, says I. Oh, breezes, I sniffed that lad long before anyone. It was when I was in my far-father out at the west, and she and myself, the red-headed girl, first nighting down Sycamore Lane. Fine field play we had of it mid the kissabets, frisking in the cool, kirkled dusk of the lushiness. My perfume of the pampas, says she, meaning me, putting out her nether lights, and I'd sooner one precious sip at your pure mountain dew than enrich my acquaintance with that big brewer's belch. And so they went on, the four bottle men, the analysts, Ungwam and Nungwam and Lungwam again, their Anschluss about her who's before and his whereafters, and how she was lost away in the fern, and how he was found deep on deep in an ear, and the rustlings and the twitterings and the raspings and the snappings and the sighings and the paintings and the oo-coo-cooings and the hist, the spring apartings, and the hast, the bye-bye scuttlings, and all the scandal-monkers and the pure craigs that used to be, up that time, living and lying and rating and riding round Nun's Belly Square. And all the buds in the bush, and the laughing jackass. Harrick, 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 the rose is white in the darrick. And Sunfella's nose has got rhinoceritis from haunting the rose in the parrick. So all rogues lean to rhyme, and contra-drinking themselves about Lily Trilly Law upon Hilly, and Mrs. Nile of the Nine Corsages, and the old Marcus, their best afar, and are assured there was never a Marcus at all among the Manleys, and dear Sir Amory, queer Sir Rumory, and the old house by the Chirple Lizard, and all the goings-on so very wrong long before, when they were going on retreat in the old Gamildags, the four of them, in Milton's Park under lovely Father Whisper, and making her love with his stuff in the languish of flowers, and feeling to find was she mushy-mushy, and wasn't that very both of them, the saucy sisters, a drawer in all McCree, and peep, meeting waters most improper, pipette, ball round the garden, trickle, 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 tris, please, me ma, may I go flirting? Farmer's gone with a groom, and how they used her, mused her, licksed her, and cuddled. I differ with ye. Are you sure of yourself now? You're a liar, excuse me. I will not, and you're another. And Lully, holding their breach of the peace for them, poor lol Lolly, to give and to take, and to forego the past, and all will be forgotten. Aho. It was too bad to be falling out about her kindness pet, and the shape of orang's time. Well, all right, Lelly, and shake a hand and shank us more, for Craig's sake, be it suck. Well, even should not the framing up of such figments in the evidential order bring the true truth to light as fortuitously as a dim seer's setting of a star chart might, heaven helping it, uncover the nakedness of an unknown body in the fields of blue, or as foreheringly as the sib speeches of all mankind have foliated earth seizing them from the root of some funner's stotter, all the soundest sense to be found immense our special mentalists now holds, securus judicat orbis terrarum, that by such playing possum, our hageous curious ancestor bestly saved his brush with his posterity. You charming co-parsoners, us heirs of his tailie. Gun dogs of all breeds were beagling with renounced Urbi and Orbic bugles, hot to run him, given law, on a scent breast high, keen for the worry. View from his holt, outratted across the jewel-tide's genial course lands of Humphrey's Chase, from Mulliner Hob and Peacock's Town, then bearing right upon Tankard's Town, the outlier of White Nolan, which Mr. Lowen's style Fitzurse's Basset Beaters had first misbadgered for a bruin of some sort, led Bears the run, then through Raystown and Horlock's Town and looping the loop to Tankard's Town again. Year canny hare for doubling, through Cheever's Town they raced him, through Loughlin's Town and Nutt's Town, to wind him by the boolies. But from the good turn when he last was lost, check upon ye hill of rut in full winter coat with ticker pads, pointing for his rooming house, his old Nordest, in his roll-top royal Hessians, a deaf foxer's volponism hid him close in covert, miraculously raven-fed and buoyed up in rumour, reticule, onasum, and abomasum, upon, may Albruham have his mead, the cream-clotted sherriness of cinnamon syllabub, mickle raved, nickel saved. Hence, hounds hide home. Preservative perseverance in the re-education of his intestines was the rebuttal by which he sort of get the big bulge on the whole bunch of spa-soakers, dieting against glues and gravies in that sometime pre-street pro-town. Vainly, violence, virulence, and vituperation sought well-nigh utterly to attax and abridge, to derail and depontify, to enrate and inroad, to ungoad and unhume the great shipping mogul and underlinen overlord. But the spoil of hesitance, the spell of hesitancy, is a take, is it ash, tittery taw, tattery tail, hesitance, hump on a dimply, hey, 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 a wincy winky. Assemblymen murmured, Renard is slow. One feared for his days. Did there yawn? 'Twas his stomach. Eruct the liver, a gush from his visuals. Pong, deliver him or load. He had laid violent hands on himself, it was brought in Fugger's newsletter, laid down, all in, fagged out, with equally melancholy death. For the triduum of Saturnalia, his goat-servant had paraded his willing sons in the forum, while the Jenny infanted the last, to be greeted raucously, the yard stated, with oohs and effoys, and measured with missiles, too, from 100 of manhood, and a whimmering of wives. Big went the bang, then wild wide was quiet. A report, silence. Last farmer put it under ether. The noise, or the lowel, had driven him blem, blem, stun, blem. Sparks flew. He had fled again. Open Shanshima, this country of exile. Sloughed off, sidles-homed via the subterranean, shored with bedboards, stowed away and anchored in a Dutch-bottom tank, the Arsa, hard SS Finlandia, and was even now occupying, under an Islamitic new name in his seventh generation, a physical body, Cornelius McGrath's bad old character, common orang can bong, in Asia Major, where, as Turk of the theatre, first house all flatty, the king 11 sharps, he had bepiastered the bike dancers from the opulence of his omnibox, while as Arab at the street door, he bepestered the bombashaws for the arms of a Paris pen. Wires hummed. Peacefully general astonishment, assisted by regretitude, had put a term till his existence. He saw the family saga, resigned, put off his remainders, was recalled and scrap-heaped by the maker. Chirpings crossed. An infamous private ailment, vulgo vario veneral, had claimed end right, closed his vicious circle, snap. Jams jarred. He had walked towards the middle of an ornamental lily pond when inebriated, up to the point where braced shirts meet knickerbockers, as wangfish daring the buoyant waters, when rodmen's first aiding hands had rescued un from very possibly several feel of demi-fresh water. Mush spread. On Umbrella Street, where he did drinks from a pump, the kind of workman, Mr. Whitlock, gave him a piece of wood. What words of power were made fast between them, eek names and och nomes, ac nomina ec numina? That, oh that, did Hansard tell us, would gar Gans Dobbs earwag in every pub of all the chita. That he believes a batten, while Hogan hears a hod, yet here prefers a punsel shapnel, and cope and bull go cup and ball. And the Cassidy, Craddock, Rome, and Ream, round Erevig and Erevaga, is still immer and immer a wagering over it, a cradle with a care in it, or a casket with a kick behind. Totias, testias, quoties, questias. The war is in words, and the wood is the world. Maply me, willowy we, hickory he, and you yourselves. How for him chirrupeth ever each bird, from gold on glory to glowworm gleam. We were low quacks, did we not tacit turn? Else were there here no concern of the Guinnesses, but only the ruining of the rain has heard. Est tu purpotero, cracklings crypt, a human pest, cycling, pissed, and recycling, passed about the sledgy streets. Here he was, pussed again, moth, nuisance, noised. He was loose at large and, oh baby, might be anywhere, when a disguised ex-nun of huge stand build and masculine manners in her fairly fat 40s, corpulenta gigasta, hat-racked attention by arbitrary conduct with a omnibus. Aerials buzzed to coastal listeners of an Ortax Braw Collector's budget, fully big, sporran, tie, tough tabard, and bloody anti-chill cloak, its tailor's, Bernfather's, tab, reading VPH, found nigh Skull Brothers' hole, and divers shivered to think what caned of beast, wolves, croppices, or fourpenny friars had devoured him. CW, cast wide, Vidfin's lick, Drawneth Svartgleam, Valkyr locked. On his pincer's postern, the boys had it at Whit Weekend, had been nailed an inked up name and title, inscribed in the national cursive, accelerated, regressive, filiform, turreted, and envenomaloped in pigotry. Move up, Mumpty, make room for Rumpty, by order, Nick Echolus plug. And this go, no Pentecostal jest about it. How gregarious his race soever, or skillful, learned, wise, cunning, knowledgeable, clear, profound his saying, fortitudo fraught, or prudentia proven, were he chief, count, general, field marshal, prince, king, or Miles the slasher in his person. With a mullion murder mansion in the Brefnian Empire, and a place of inauguration on the hill of Tullymongan, there had been real murder of the really royal Raxacraxian variety, the McMahon chaps it was, that had done him in. On the feed of Verda, the rampart combatants had left him lying, with his dexter handcoop resurrected, in a pureed pomay bloody proper. Indeed, not a few thick and thin well-wishers, mostly of the Clontarf-minded class, Colonel John Ball O'Rourke, for example, even ventured so far as to loan or beg copies of De Blaincy's trilingual tri-weekly Scatterbrains Aftening Poshed, so as to make certain sure one time and be satisfied of their quasi-contribusodalitarians having become genuinely quite beatly dead, whether by land, whether by water. Transocean, Attila clamoured him, the latter, shall their hope then be silent, or Macfarlane lack of lamentation? He lay under leagues of it, in deep Bartholomew's deep. Achtung! Pozor! Attention! Viceroy besides mucky young pig schoolies. Three posht in earnes, eventer mid Lochlana fohoch e Finnesgehaven. Banalana bangs Ballyhooly out of her buttery of a boulevard. But their bright little contemporaries, notwithstanding, on the morrowing morn of the suicidal murder of the unrescued expatriate, as like as a snake comes sliduent down that oak tree onto the Duke of Beavers. You may have seen some liquid amber exude exotic from a balsam poplar at Partinalax limestone, rode and cried, ABE's Magnifica, not noble fir? A quarter of nine, imploring his recipiency, saw the infallible spike of smoke's justif punctual from the seventh gable of our Quintus Centimachus porphyroid butter tower, and then thirsty PM, with oaths upon his lastingness, En kaikos harauspis es anos longos patimor. The lamps of maintenance, beacons far afield in a half the ziggurat, all brevet named, the wasting wyvern, the tawny of his mane, the swing-low-swaying blue paw, the outstanding man, the lull-like lady, being litten for the long, O land, how long, life's night, with suffusion of fine-glass transom and lead-light panes. Wherefore, let it hardly by any being thinking be said, either or thought, that the prisoner of that sacred edifice, were he an Ivor the boneless or an Olaf the hide, was at his best a one-stone parable, a rude breathing on the void of to-be, a venter hearing his own bawk speech in backwards, or, more strictly, but tristerned initials, the clue-key to a world-room beyond the room-world. For scarce one, or pathetically few, of his Dodecanal salmon-livers cared seriously or for long to doubt with Kurtjulf van Dyck the gravitational pull perceived by certain fixed residents and the capture of uncertain comets, chance drifting through our system, suggesting an authenticitatum of his aliquitudinis, the canonicity of his existence as a tesseract. Be still, O quick, speak him dumb, hush, ye fronds of Ulma. Dispersal, women wondered, was she fast? Do tell us all about, as we want to hear all about, so tell us all about her. The why, or whether she looked to Lottie like us is, and whether he had his wimdope like them's a shut. Notes and queries, tipbids and answers, the laugh and the shout, the ards and downs. Now list it to one another, and list them down, and smoothen out your leaves of rose. The war is o'er. Wim, 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 wim. Was it Unity Moore, or Estella Swift, or Varina Fay, or Quarta Quaidam? Thomas, mark for your uncle. Pig eyes, hold up, Major, leg. Who but who, for the second time of asking, was then the scourge of the paths about folk-rich Luke Elizabeth was wont to be asked, as in ages behind of the Homo Capite Erectus? What price Peabody's money? Or, to put it bluntly, whence is the Harrington's white cravat? As in epochs more Kynozoic, who struck Buckley, though nowadays, as then times, every school filly of 70 moons or more who knows her entomologies, and every Colleen ball aroof, and every red flannel-waving war wife and widow piece upon Dublin wall forever, knows as Yayas is Yayas how it was Buckley self, we need no blooding paper to tell it neither, who struck, and the Russian generals, da-da, instead of Buckley, who was caddishly struck by him when be herself. What full pride Paul Poison in the Spy of Three Castles, or which hate-filled Smiley Seller? And that such a vitriol of venom, that Queen's Head affranchisant, a quiet stinking plaster zeal could cover, pre-postered or post-paid? The lounge lizards of the pump-room had their 9 days' jeer, and pratch cats at their platch-pails too, and Holland-Polandum beside, spas-pas-bisma. The Jeanne Jaunes, when, still believing in her own glass, when Izars were twinkling, that the upper reaches of her mouthless face and her impermanent waves were the better half of her, one nearer him, dearer than all, first warming creature of his early morn, bondwoman of the man of the house, and murmur of all the Makovics, she who had given his eye for her bed and a tooth for a child, till 1-1 and 1-10 and 100 again, O me and O ye, cadet and prim, the hung grey and Anne Green, and if she is older now than her teeth, she has hair that is younger than thine, my dear. She who shuttered him after his fall and waked him without sparing, and gave him keen and made him able, and held Ada Zillas to each arch of his nose, she who will not rast her from her running to seek him till, with the help of O'Kamek, some such time that she shall have been after hiding the crumb ends of his enormousness in the are you looking for pearl far sea, Ori, Uria, stood forth, burn the gorgony old Dan world, in Gogor's name for Gagger's sake, dragging the countryside in her train, finnickin' here and funnickin' there, with her Louise Queen's brogues and her Cullender Buzzle, and her little Bolero boa and all, and 20 curly cornies for her headdress, specks on her ayas, and spuds on her eyes, and a circus fix riding her Parisian's cockneys, avaunt her straddle from Equerry Egon, when tink-tink in the church close, clinked Steplower Jazzima Sunday. Sola, with pawns, prelates, and pukas pelotting in her peace bag, for Handyman the Chump is squirrel, bisque basque, to crush the slander's head. Weary Weenie White, plead for more and more, Notre Dame de la Ville, mercy of thy balm hathsy heat. O Groudnix beyond her batter tay, wart of the droggist, bulk him no bulkist, and let him rest, thou wayfarer, and take no grave spoil from him, neither mar his mound. The bane of Tuff is on it. Well, but there's a little lady waiting, and her name is ALP, and you'll agree she must be she, for her holden hair heaps hanging down her back. He spent his strength a mock harum scarum. Poppy, Naranci, Gialla, Clora, Marinka, Aniline, Parma. And ilka those dames had her rainbow humors, yet for Wilco her whims, but he coined a cure. Tiff, tiff today, kissy, kissy tonight, and age-long pine tomorrow. Then who but crippled with children would speak up for dropping with sweat? Sold him her lease of 9,990. Tresses, undresses, so die dainty. Goo, the groot gudgeon, gulped it all. Who was the C.O.D.? Bum. At Island Bridge she met her tide, at a bum, at a bum, at a bum, bum, boom. The Finn had a flux, and his Ebba a ride, at a bum, at a bum, at a bum, bum, boom. We're all up to the years in Hughes and Cribies. That's what she's done for we. Whoa. End of side three. To continue, turn the cassette over. Side four, Finnegan's Wake, continuing on page 103. Nomad may roam with Nabok, but let ne'er man laugh at Jordan, for we have taken our sheet upon her stones, where we have hanged our hearts in her trees, and we list, as she bids us, by the waters of Babylon. In the name